Let's take a look now at some news from the world of sports. And in Major League Baseball, Boston Red Sox fans didn't fret much when the team traded rookie pitcher Jalen Beeks to the Tampa Bay Rays for Nathan Eovaldi. They'd seen Beeks pitch twice in a Red Sox uniform, and neither appearance went very well for the 25-year-old. But he sure looked good for Tampa Bay yesterday in his return to Fenway Park facing his old team. Beeks gave up just one hit over four innings of work as Tampa's bullpen combined to keep the league's best offense to a paltry two hits on the day in a 2-0 win over the Red Sox. The Rays were employing their novel strategy of cobbling together a full game using multiple relievers from the start of the game to finish, and it worked beautifully for them yesterday. The Red Sox pitchers, nearly as good. Hector Velasquez made a spot start for ace Chris Sale, who went back on the disabled list with shoulder inflammation. Velasquez gave up just one run, a homer by Joey Wendell, and the Rays were blank the rest of the way until the eighth inning when Matt Barnes gave up another solo home run to C.J. Cron. But the Rays pitchers were virtually untouchable, and they got the win just their fifth in 16 tries against the Red Sox so far this season. Now, the Red Sox try to get their groove back against the AL East-leading Cleveland Indians in a four-game series that starts at Fenway Park tonight. The New York Yankees were winners against the Toronto Blue Jays in a 10-2 romp yesterday at the stadium, but the win came at a potentially high cost. Yankee shortstop Didi Gregorius suffered a bruised heel on a collision at first base. He could be headed to the disabled list. That would crowd a bench that already includes sluggers Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez. Gregorius is batting .270 this season, 22 home runs and 74 RBIs in what has been his best season as a Yankee so far. The game itself, though, nothing but good news for the Yankees. Greg Bird hit a grand slam. That gave enough run support to starter and former Blue Jay J.A. Happ, who stifled his former team over 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs and 7 hits while striking out 8. What a thrill for the 11- and 12-year-olds playing in the Little League World Series, who got to see their heroes from the bigs play in front of them as part of the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania yesterday. Players and families from the 16 teams watched the New York Mets beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-2 at Bowman Field. That's the 92-year-old home of the Phillies Class A affiliate in the New York Penn League, where the Vermont Lake Monsters play, a venue that sits just 2,500 people. Amon Rosario had 3 hits. He drove in 3 runs for the Mets in a game that kept the Phillies from taking sole possession of first place in the NL East. And if the kids wanted some inspiration for making their own big league dreams come true, there were 3 players on the field that once played in the Little League World Series themselves: New York's Todd Frazier and Michael Conforto, and Philadelphia's Scott Kingery. In the New York Penn League, the Vermont Lake Monsters snapped a 7-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over the Staten Island Yankees at Centennial Field last night. The Monsters scored 4 runs in the fourth on a 2-run single by Marcus Brito and a Jonah Bride 2-run double. It is day 2 of the Stowe Mountain Lodge Tennis Classic at Spruce Peak, and one of the key matches to watch today will feature American Bradley Klon against Borna Koric of Croatia, who's ranked number 21 in the world in men's tennis and has a resume that includes wins against Alexander Zverev and Roger Federer. Now, in yesterday's matches, Max Marderer of Germany defeated fellow countryman Yannick Hanfmann. Jeremy Chardy of France was a winner against American Noah Rubin with a tiebreaker in the second set. And a tiebreaker also gave Denny Wasserman of Holland a straight-set victory over 17-year-old junior player Chun Sin Sang of Taiwan. And finally, the UVM women's soccer team kicked off their new season with a 2-2 draw against American University yesterday. Allie Spencer struck twice for the Catamounts, both goals coming on penalty kicks.